Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, one of the Democrats running for Senate in Pennsylvania, is in the hospital recovering from a stroke. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the health scare happened as primary day is fast approaching.
Fetterman and his wife Giselle recorded a video at Lancaster General Hospital and explained what happened.
It was on Friday. I just wasn't feeling very well, so I decided, you know what, I need to get checked out, so I went to the hospital.
I need to get checked out. Yeah.
The 52-year-old lieutenant governor said a blood clot caused by AFib led to the stroke. AFib is when there is a regular beating in the upper chambers of the heart. The CDC says it's the cause of 1 in 7 strokes. And Fetterman says the doctors told him there was no cognitive damage and, quote, our campaign isn't slowing down one bit. But it isn't clear yet how much campaigning he'll be able to do leading up to tomorrow's primary.
Fetterman's opponents in the Senate race tweeted that they would be praying for Fetterman and his family. Similar well wishes were posted by top Democrats running for Senate. A 33-year-old pregnant woman and a 23-year-old man are shot and wounded after gunfire erupts in the city's Nicetown Tioga neighborhood. It happened Sunday night near North 18th Street and West Tioga Avenue. Now, police say the woman was shot in the thigh. The man was struck in the chest and back. Both were taken at Temple Hospital in critical condition. It is the second shooting of a pregnant woman in the city in less than 3 days. A 19-year-old pregnant woman was one of two people injured by gunfire Friday morning near 46th and Market Streets in West Philadelphia. That mother-to-be was shot in the chest and her side and is also in critical condition. Jake Corman's move to get out of the governor's race means for the first time since the late 70s, there won't be a Corman in the upper levels of state government. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward explains.
Jake Corman's been in the Pennsylvania Senate since 1999, when he took over the seat his father, Doyle Corman, held since 1977. Corman climbed the ranks, becoming majority leader in 2015, then president pro tem in 2020. Corman was up for re-election this year, but he announced he was running for governor and would not seek re-election to the state Senate. That run for governor never gained much momentum and ended last week when, polling in the low single digits, Corman bowed out of the race, throwing his support behind former Congressman Lou Barletta.
Corman is expected to finish out his term. He has not indicated his future plans. Well, owning a home is one of the best ways to build wealth, and New Jersey State Senator Troy Singleton is sponsoring a bill that would make it easier for low and moderate income families to buy their first home.
It's a pretty straightforward deal. The program would provide down payment assistance or home repair assistance for first-time home buyers in order to defray the costs associated with whether you're acquiring that home or rehabilitating a single family home as your primary residence. So maximum grants can't exceed 6% of the home's purchase price or $10,000, whichever is greater.
The New Jersey American Dream Program also requires grant recipients to go through an 8-hour class on home ownership. Singleton's bill has advanced through committee and is poised to go to a full vote, he hopes, next month. Two educators fled Ukraine and after traveling hundreds of miles to their home country's border with Poland, eventually came to Philadelphia at the end of March. Fast forward a month and a half, and they tell KYW's Nina Barati they are thankful for all the help they received to get them to Philly and the continued support.
Here in Philly, Ala Pruteska and Veronica Matvienko continue to teach students thousands of miles away thanks to Zoom. Ala calling her arrival here a gift from God.
It was very difficult to separate myself from the church. When the question was about where to go, where to escape, it was not just to escape from Ukraine.
Now that they're here, Ala says they're ready to help others fleeing Ukraine, whether it's advice or assistance with documents to get them to safety.
Bishop Luke and the congregation are still collecting donations, clothing, and other items to help the people of Ukraine. Cash and checks are accepted through the church. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.